弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
哦，怎么回音这么小声？
Oh, such a.
弟兄姊妹们平安。今天在这里很高兴能够听到你们中间有喜事。
I'm very glad to hear about the good news among you.
也听到看到冯弟兄能够这么多年不见，能今天来到，能够回到这里来聚会。
And meet the brother Feng, who I haven't met for a long, long time.
今天我就先在信息前讲一两句话。
And I have a few words before the message.
刚刚我想我们都会祝福，愿意祝福这一对新人。
And we all want to give blessings to the new wed.
而且在这个婚礼的事情上面，我们年轻人或者我们所有的弟兄姊妹会花尽很多的努力心思，希望有一个好的那一天。
And for all the brothers and sisters, we all want to put in the best for that wedding day.
可是我只有一句话的提醒也劝勉我们是过来人，要讲这句话。
I am an experienced person, so I want to give you some suggestions.
婚礼是一天的事，可是婚姻是一生的事。
A wedding is only last for one day, but a marriage lasts forever.
盼望弟兄姊妹们，我们多把心思，也要在将来我们在婚姻生活里面怎么去经营，按照神的心意来过一个合神心，建造一个合神心意的家庭，我们要在这方面努力。
So let's hope brothers and sisters are going to work on and work hard on getting the marriage life according to God's will.
而且我今天也很高兴看到你们有这么棒的讲员要过来。这个博子妹是不是从 Oregon 来的博子妹吗？
And I'm so glad to know that you are going to have Sister Boar coming from Oregon to speak to you.
哇，全包了，从那个 infant 一直到这个父母全部都有。
What a complete package that starts from the infant to the adult.
我看看我能不能来参加这那几天。
I'll see if I can also attend those days.
好，我们今天要靠着主的恩典，我们要来谈福音。
Today we are going to have God's mercy to talk about gospel.
其实整本圣经都在讲福音，我不知道你有没有这样感觉。
I don't know if you understand or agree that the whole Bible is talking about gospel.
不只是讲福音书，马太、马可、路加、约翰。
Not just those four gospel books.
不只是新约。
Not just the New Testament.
整本旧约都向我们启示一个福音的故事。
But even the Old Testament is revealing the gospel to us.
你想想看，从创世纪开始。一开始亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，神就启示了那个皮衣的救恩。
And even from the book of Genesis, from Adam and Eve, they were saved by and God clothed them with a cloth.
神在那里就告诉我们，这个阻挡能够使我们的生命丰盛生命失落的，那就是有一个仇敌，就是撒旦恶者。
And the only thing that can make our life fallen is the Satan.
而且在那里看到我们之所以会从神那个命定的丰盛的生命中失落，也是因为我们人的罪。
And the only reason that we can fall from that abundant life is because our sin.
我们偏离了神要给我们的道路，因此我们犯罪以后，我们躲起来藏起来了。
We astray away from God's way and then we hide away from God.
可是我们看到从亚当夏娃失败以后，神就一直预备了一条恢复的道路。
But you see that from the time that Adam and Eve falls, God has started to prepare a way for us to restore.
在旧约创世纪里面，我们看到许多伟大的人物被神使用。
We see a lot of great men being used by God in the Old Testament.
神要用着他们把人再带回到神的心意里面。
God wants to use them to guide people back to His will.
我们看从挪亚、亚伯拉罕。这么一路的带到大卫等等，但是我们看到好像都没有一个人能够完全的把救恩带出来。
You see, from Noah and Abraham all the way to King David, there is not one person that can complete his will.
可是这一条神要恢复人到神面前的道路一直没有停止。
However, God did not stop His work.
他借着历史书，借着出埃及记。我们看到神启示的会幕祭司就是要把人带回神的面前。
You can see that God used Exodus and all the Old Testament and tabernacle and priest. He wants to use all these things to guide people back to him.
到了历史书的时候，神启示了他有一个君王的心意。这个君王不是人间的君王。
Through the history, you can see that God wants to impose a king for us, but this king is not from the world.
在历史书里面，神更启示了从祭司到君王，他后来又插入了一个先知的角色。
In the book of history, we can see that from priest to king, in between, there is this priest.
这个祭司、先知、君王这三重的角色在旧约里面已经向我们启示。
In between the priest and kings, there is this prophet, and the prophets give us review.
可是一直到了新约的时候，当耶稣基督来的时候，在他的身上完全满足了这三重的角色。
And then in the New Testament, when Jesus came, he represents all three positions.
他是我们的大祭司，一次进入圣所，就成就了永远的祭。
He is the high priest, and he went into the tabernacle, and he finished the sacrifice.
他是我们的大先知，因为他就是道路、真理、生命，指明我们一条怎么到父神面前的路。
He is the highest prophet who show us the way, guiding to our God of Heavenly Father.
他又是我们的大君王，因为他战胜了那个仇敌，他要带我们进入永远的荣耀里。
He is also our great king because he overcome the enemy and he is bringing us into the glory.
今天我要用一小段先知的一个不太引人注目的旧约的先知的一段故事，我们来看神的福音。
Today I want to reveal to you a short story of a story about a prophet.
这一段经文是在的有一个先知叫做以利沙，那么他神用着他。在一个君王的国度里面所做的事情。
This is a story with about Elisha that he worked for the king.
我们来看一下《列王记下》第五章一到十四节。
Let's read Second Kings chapter 5, verse 1 to 14.
你们有 OK？ 那么我们要不要我先读？我们就一起读还是什么？
We can read together.
好，我们一起。你能读英文的，你就读英文。我们稍微等候一下啊，我们就一起来读。来，亚兰王的元帅乃曼，在他主人面前为尊为大，因耶和华曾借他使亚兰人得胜。他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列人国掳了一个小女子。这女子服侍乃曼的妻，她对祖母说：“巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。”乃曼进去，他主人说：“以色列国的女子如此如此说，亚兰王说：你可以去，我也答信于以色列王。”于是乃曼带银子十他连得。金子六千舍客勒，衣裳十套就去了，并且带信给以色列王，信上说：“我打发臣仆乃曼去见你，你接到这信，就要治好他的大麻风。”以色列王看了信，就撕裂衣服，说：“我岂是神，能使人死，使人活呢？这人竟打发人来叫我治好他的大麻风，你们看一看，这人何以循隙攻击我呢？”神人以利沙听见以色列王撕裂衣服，就打发人去见王，说：“你为什么撕了衣服呢？可使那人到我这里来，他就知道以色列中有先知了。”于是乃曼带着车马到了以利沙的家，站在门前。以利沙打发一个使者对乃曼说：“你去在约旦河中沐浴七回，你的肉就必复原而得洁净。”乃曼却发怒走了，说：“我想他必定出来见我，站着求告耶和华他神的名，在患处以上摇手，治好这大麻风。” 大马色的和阿巴贝河和法尔河，岂不比以色列的一切水更好吗？我在那里沐浴不得洁净吗？于是气愤愤地转身去了。他的仆人近前来对他说，我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？于是乃慢下去，照着神人的话，在约旦河里沐浴七回，他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉，他就洁净了。这一段故事在圣经里面就这一个地方记载。
This story was only mentioned one time in the Bible.
尤其我们读旧约的时候，很可能我们就这么当作一个故事读过去了。
Sometimes we will just read the Bible and pass through this Old Testament.
可是这一段故事竟然在新约的时代被耶稣亲自的引用。
But this story was applied by Jesus in the New Testament.
他耶稣用这一段话来责备拿撒勒人，他们不认识。耶稣就是弥赛亚。
Jesus used this story to rebuke the people in Nazareth that they didn't know that he is the
I know Jesus is Christ.
That he is the Christ.
在路加福音第四章里面，耶稣这么说的。他说：“先知以利沙的时候，以色列中有许多长大麻风的，但内中除了被除了叙利亚亚国的乃曼，没有一个。”
In the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 27, it says that there are many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian.
所以我们注意到耶稣现在在讲这个福音的时候，他说以前有个乃曼，这个大元帅，他得了大麻风，可是他得洁净了。
So Jesus was talking about the leprous Naaman. He is a great soldier, but he was cleansed.
这个乃曼是什么样的人物呢
？How is this person Naaman?
我们看到这个人，他的形容他的时候是有一个矛盾在这里头。
There is this conflict descriptions.
他是一个大能的勇士，可是只是长了。大麻风。
He is a great soldier. However, he is a leprous.
在我们的心目中，大能的勇士就是那种穿军装、戴徽章、骑战马的。
In our concept, we have those great soldiers wearing their armor.
可是，当我们想到长大麻风的病人的时候，我们想到他是一个很可怜的、被人群弃绝的、躲在幽暗的角落里面哭泣的、身体腐烂的一个病人。
But when we are talking about leprosy, we thought about the weak person who has a rotten body and hide in the dark away from the crowd.
所以你看到乃曼他身上有这样的一个矛盾。
So you see this conflict concepts about Naaman.
在我们人的观念里面，这样的人是不可能来寻找神的。
To us, this type of person cannot be seeking God.
他可以寻找许多其他世界上的方法。
He might seek all other ways in the world.
因为他有身份、有地位、有学历。
Because he has the status and he has position, high position.
但是圣经上面很清楚地告诉我们，这一个人，他用所有的关系，他找不到解决的办法。
But the Bible clearly told us that he used all the ways that he can find, and he couldn't find a heal.
只是长了大麻风。
He had leprosy.
哦，弟兄姊妹，当我们生命里面你碰到一个事情，是你去走投无路的时候，就逼着你要去找一个方法解决。
Brothers and sisters, when you have something in your life that you have no resolution, then you have to keep on finding a way out.
今天一般人来找方法，要为了找了解决的方法的时候，他到了这些学问、关系都没有用的时候，他最后找什么呢？
The worldly people, they have used up all their knowledge and their relationship and their connections, and they don't find a resolution. Then what do they do?
他要找一个宗教。
Then they want to find a religion.
所以今天有许多的人，他们的信仰其实不是真的来找一位神，找唯一的解决的办法，他是要找许多的宗教来解决他的办法。
So a lot of people come to religion. They are not here to seek the only God, but they are seeking religions to solve their problem.
我们要寻找一个能听我话解决我问题的神。
We are seeking for a God that can listen to us and solve our problem.
我们的观念里面那个宗教必须要有一些特定的仪式来解决我们的问题。
In our concept, we believe that a religion should have a rituals that can help us solve our problems.
所以你看到后来乃曼去找到以利沙的时候，以利沙说你去洗个澡，他说这怎么，这不是啊，这不是我要的方法。
So you will see that when Elisha come to, when Naaman came to Elisha, and Elisha said, go wash yourself seven times in the Jordan, and Naaman rejected this idea.
乃曼想说你至少找一个人出来，一个有名的传道人出来，在我手上做点动作，然后给我按手，让我祷，让我这样，我就可以得到医治。
Naaman thought that he should have come out and stand and call out the name of the Lord and do something over him to clean his spots.
而且你发现这个乃曼，他跟他的老板中间，他们也一直在想，我们要去找这个医治的时候，我们要带很多的钱财去。
And Naaman, as well as his king, when they were thinking about getting the healing, they brought a lot of gifts.
这是人的礼貌。
This is a politeness for
men. 而且我有这样的诚心，我有这样的财富去的时候，我想这个先知一定会想尽办法救我。
When I have the sincerity and the amount of great gift, then this prophet would do what I ask.
你看，我们还不止这样。
Not only this.
我们想用钱财。
We want to use our wealth.
我们想用我们自己的想法。
Our own thought.
甚至我们这里要用关系。
And our connections.
我们找这个我的老板，这个有权势的亚兰王，现在写封信给以色列王。
I asked for the king of Aram, and he wrote a letter to the king of Israel.
可怜的这个以色列王，一接到信说你就要医好他。
What a pity for the king of Israel. He thought that he's finding trouble from the other king.
这个以色列王那个时候被打的已经被亚兰王这些侵略了，他们吓得半死。
The king of Israel already defeated by king of Aram at that in those days.
这个以色列王他这样子叹息说：“我岂是神，能够叫死人复活呢？死人复活呢
？”The king of Israel were in sadness, and he said, "Am I God? Can I kill and bring back to life?"
其实这里从这个信上面，以色列王应该看得很清楚，是叫他说：“你去，我们要到你的国中找你们的先知以利沙。”
And in fact, the king of Israel should have read this letter correctly, that they are here to look for the prophet.
其实我们如果稍微把前面几章圣经读的时候，你会发现这个以色列王有点糊涂。
If you read a few more chapters before this chapter 5, you will see that this king of Israel is already confused.
因为以利沙在那个时候已经在他们 国家里面行了好几件事情。
Because Elisha had already worked a few miracles.
虽然以利沙不是当时那个时代里面最出名的先知。
Even though Elisha is not the most famous prophet in that day.
他的师父是。
His teacher was.
他的师父是以利亚。
His teacher is Elijah.
这个以利亚在当时时代里面能够对付那个最坏的王亚哈。
His teacher was able to defeat the king of Ahab.
他能够一个人在加密山上，他大战这个巴利的先知亚瑟拉的先知850个人。
He could stand on the mountain and defeat all the other fake prophets.
而且他能够重新建筑耶和华的坛，唤起以色列百姓归向耶和华是真神。
And he rebuilt the altar of Jehovah and called out all the Israelites to worship Jehovah.
虽然以利沙后来一听到被他那个亚哈王的太太耶洗别一吓，他也得了重度的忧郁症。
Even though he heard that the King Ahab had been in depression.
他一路的跑，一路的跑，逃到一个地方，不吃不喝不睡。人家真的今天的医学可以告诉我们，他那个现象什么都不干了，都睡觉不醒来了，就是严重的忧郁症的症状。
He was in great depression and finding a wilderness place to hide.
这就是其实很多时候我们服侍神的人的光景。
This is the same condition for us who serve the Lord.
你不要看一个讲员在台上蹦蹦跳跳，他回家一下子想不开，马上就进入不说话、不吃饭的光景。
Don't feel that a speaker on the stage can be talking loud, but one time, at home they could be depressed as well.
前几天我突然收到我二女儿给我的一封 一封邮件。
There was a few days ago, I received a letter from my second daughter.
她的邮件的那个上面写的是 "Thank you, Daddy."
And on the letter it says, "Thank you, Daddy."
我在想她最近有什么事情要 thank 谢谢我呢
？And I was thinking, what is she thanking me?
我打开的时候，我看到她附了一个 link， 她说这是我的朋友现在传给我了，我看了。觉得我应该寄给你，然后我看他寄件人就是给我的大女儿，给我们家的人。
And there is this link on the letter that I see that this was an email that she sent to my elder daughter as well.
然后我看的时候，原来是一篇文章，写的一个已经服侍了七年，做传道人七年的一个传道人，他现在已经 quit 了。
And then it was a link about an article that a young preacher who had served the Lord for 7 years, but now he quit.
他现在再不回到他的牧场上了。
And he refused to return to his church.
可是他在这几年的当中里面，他一直在思想一个问题，就是到底一个传道人，一个在神家里面做负责的弟兄，我弟兄姊妹能不能了解？他的心灵世界。
He was thinking for all these years that during his service as a preacher, can brothers and sisters understand his thought?
他写了十一个大点。
He has 11 points.
比如说，这个传道人，你不要看他在台上，我刚刚讲的蹦蹦跳跳，他到台下的时候，有时候是死狗一条。
And one of the points is you can see a lively preacher on the stage, but he could be totally dead under.
你可能对你的传道人、对你的长老们，你的要求远超过他所能够承受的。
You might have a high expectation to your preacher and your elders that overwhelm them.
你可能低估了他对你的关怀。
And you might also underestimate his care to you.
他可能没有常常跟你打电话，可是他心里面，他对你的关怀是你所不知道的。
He might not be calling you all the time, but he has this care to you that you might not even know.
所以他把这整个寄给我，然后他下面写说：“谢谢你 ，Daddy。”
So after this link that she sent me, and then she said, "Thank you, Daddy."
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里看到一个传道人。当他到一个软弱的时候，神要恢复他，而且重新给他一个新的托付，就是让他传承下去设立的以利沙。
So you will see that God has restored all these people and to accept and to build up Elisha.
以利沙不像他师父一样是一个征战的先知。
Elisha is not a warrior prophet like his teacher.
他却是一个安安静静的在生命里面。来改变人生命的一个先知。
Instead, he is a quiet prophet who quietly changed people's life.
在前面你回去的时候，我建议你把《列王记下》第二章看到第四章，还有三章圣经，那里说到以利沙做了几件事情。
And when you return home, read the book of 2 Kings, chapter 2, 3, 4, and you will see what Elisha has done.
他那里说，以利沙走到一个地方，看到了那个耶利哥城恶劣的水，于是他撒了盐在里面，让使这个苦水能够变甜。
You will see that Elisha, he was in the Jericho, and he saw this bitter water in Jericho, so he put in salt to change the quality of the water.
我们又看到他能够使一个寡妇的儿子复活。
And he also revived a dead son of a widow.
我们也看到他曾经在国家最危难的时候，神使用他来鼓励军心。行了神迹，让以色列从危机中转回。
And you also see that God used him to encourage the Israelites to encourage them to fight.
所以以色列王他本来知道说，我真的知道在我们国中有先知的，就是以利沙。结果现在一碰到人家的一封信来，这个以利沙说，这个王以色列王说，我完蛋了。
So there is no way that this king of Israel would not know that he has a great prophet in his country. But once he get the letter, he feel like the other king is trying to pick a quarrel with him.
这里我们看到很稀奇的，这里有两个人对以利沙的认识。
You will see a different knowledge to Elisha.
以色列王他曾经以这个听信这个先知的话打了大胜仗。
The king of Israel had listened to this prophet and won victory.
可是他马上一碰到另外一个问题，他就忘记了。
But once he encountered different problem, then he forgot.
等一下我们会进到第三个人物的时候，那里有一个说在乃曼家里面有个小使女。
And we are going to see this third character in this story, that there is this young girl serving in the household of Naaman.
这个小使女圣经形容她说她是在被打仗的时候她被这个亚兰王把她掳走作为战俘的。
This girl was captive during the war by the king of Aram.
这个小女孩她可能亲眼看到亚兰人杀了她的父母。
This girl should have seen the Aram soldiers killed her family.
她不但是孤儿，她是个女人，而且她是个奴婢。
Not only she is an orphan, she is a girl, and she is also a servant.
是可以说在那个世代里面，她是一个最最卑贱的人了。
In that time, she is the lowest level person.
可是这些苦难没有阻止她认识、深信说耶和华是神。
But all these troubles did not stop her knowing that Jehovah is the only God.
你看到吗？这里我们看到两个极端人物的矛盾。
You see the two extreme persons.
第一个这个大将军。
First is this great soldier.
他是非常有能力的勇士。
He is a valiant soldier.
他有全世界人应该有的观念。
He has all the concepts, perception that people have.
他要用他的钱财，他要用他的权势，他要用他的地位去解决他的问题。
He wants to use his treasure, his power, and his authority to resolve his problem.
他没有办法接受一个超乎他想象中的一个这样的一个简单的方法，说去河里洗澡七次。
He couldn't accept the simple way of resolving his problem.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们有没有发现，很多时候我们很多福音的朋友，他们之所以不能进入福音，因为被这些观念根深蒂固的在他的里头。
Dear brothers and sisters, do you see that a lot of truth seekers, they couldn't accept the truth, the gospel, because they have this concept in them?
其实你我也是一样。
You and me are the same.
我们说很多事情通不过我的理智。
We couldn't pass through our conscience.
我放不下我的自尊。
We couldn't put down our own esteem.
我怎么能够这么简单的这个讲员讲一下子我就举手了
？How can I raise my hand so easy after the speaker talk?
我在人家面前举手都丢人了。
What a shame if I raise my hand.
我以前的教育都是无神论的。
All the knowledge that I was being taught as atheist.
全世界有这么多的宗教，为什么你就说你的事？
All these religions on the world, why are you the only one?
我们的理智里面跟我们的自尊使我们拦阻了我们来寻求医治。
Our mind and our esteem has stopped us from seeking the gospel.
而且更一个很天然人的观念，我们要靠我自己的行为，我一定要摆上什么努力，我才能够得到。
And to our nature self, we want to put on our good work, good deed.
其实我们今天先不要讲说那些真的很辛苦的爬那些楼梯去苦行的那些人，我们不要批评他们。
Not to judge those people who walk a long steps up to worship.
今天连很多的基督徒，所谓的基督徒，他们也深信说，只要把他们的祷告信塞到某一个哭墙的哪个狭缝里头，神就会听祷告。
A lot of so-called Christians they believe that if they write a little note and put it into the cry wall, and God will listen.
我们相信一个传道人，一个神所使用的来拯救我的，他一定是个相貌堂堂的人。
We also have this concept that a preacher who come to preach to us to save us must be a very handsome person.
我们不能够接受像以利沙这样的先知。
We couldn't accept a prophet like Elisha.
因为刚刚我说的列王记下前面一章里面说以利沙是个秃头，他出去走的时候，那个有42个小朋友在那边笑他，你个秃子秃子。
If you read the Bibles, you will know that Elisha is a bold person. When he was walking on the road, some child come to mock him.
我现在开始体会以前徐华弟兄说，讲到的时候，你那个摄影机前面不能比我高，你射的会看到我的头。
Now I understand why Brother Xihua said the camera cannot be above my head.
因为我后面也秃了。
Because my head also start getting bald.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
乃曼是怎么得到福音的呢？
How did Naaman receive the gospel?
首先我们说他有极大的难处。
First, he has this great trouble.
可是这个难处只不过是一个过程。
But this problem is only a process.
最主要的是他后来他知道了，他接受了仆人的劝告。
And at the last, he accepted the good talk from his servant.
你看他的仆人后来告诉他说，那你既然来了，我父啊，若先知吩咐你做一件事，你岂不做吗？
And his Naaman's servant said to him, My father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it?
你看看这个第一个大元帅要听老婆的话。
First, this great soldier has to listen to the wife.
这个老婆要听小使女的话。
And the wife listened to the servant girl.
现在大元帅又要听仆人的话。
And this great soldier is now listening to the servant.
所以我们看到乃曼他首先呢是放下他固有的观念，而且接受他周围人的劝告。
So you see that Naaman has put down his old concept and accept all the other people's talk.
所以英文里面有一句话 很好很有意思，说 If you want to understand God, you must stand under God.
So there is this very nice idiom that says, if you want to understand God, you first have to stand under God.
你如果要明白神的话，理解神的作为的话，你必须先服在神的底下。
If you want to understand God's work, you have to be under Him.
因此，乃曼谦卑地到河里面洗了七次澡。
Therefore, Naaman became humble and went into the river of Jordan to wash.
哇，你可以想想，那个时候好多小朋友都围在河边看，大元帅要洗澡了。
You can imagine that a lot of children were surrounding him, watching him wash.
一次上来还没有完。
Came up one time, not done.
两次还没有。
Second time, not done.
哎呦，这个河水里面也不是那么干净。
And this river is not that clean either.
你要克服好多的难处。
You have to overcome a lot of troubles.
圣经说，到了第七次，当他上来的时候，他的肉洁白细嫩的像婴孩一样。
And the Bible said that seven times once he come up, he restored and become clean like a young boy.
所以我们在想，哎呀，神用的方法到底是这么难，用难的方法对呢，还是要用很简单的方法？
So we will see that should God use a difficult way or an easy way?
这也是我们一般人在想，我为什么要得到这个福音？这个福音我一定要付很大的努力去得到，才值得。
A lot of people think that we have to pay a great price to make this gospel worthy.
所以我们很多人观念说这个福音太廉价了，你说什么我什么都不要做就有人替我做好了，那太廉价了。
And therefore some people think this gospel is too cheap if you don't need to do anything for it.
我一定要奉献很多。
I have to offer a lot.
我一定要摆上很多的努力。
I have to put up a lot of effort.
我要自己痛恨自己，我要自己节食，我要苦待自己。
I have to be hard to myself and feast and fast.
可是圣经的观念告诉我们说，福音不是廉价的。
But the Bible told us the gospel is not cheap.
因为 grace 这个恩典是说 God riches at Christ's expenses.
Because grace stands for God riches at the expenses of Christ.
所以我们看到福音是耶稣基督这个完全无罪的神，他来到世间。他为我们摆上极大极大的代价。
So you see that gospel came from God's son coming down and put up his life for us.
我们这些人领受的，在你这一方来讲，你是白白的得来，可是在神的永恒旨意里面，他是付上了极大的，你没有办法想象的代价。
To us, we receive the gospel for free. But to God, he has put up the great price for it.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们现在看到在矛盾中，在乃曼的矛盾中里面，他得到了福音。
We see that in Naaman's conflict, he received the gospel.
因为他谦卑。
Because he became humble.
他放下自己固有的观念。
He put down his own old conception.
他顺从了。
He obeyed.
那么他真的得救以后会有怎么样生命的改变呢？
So what was the change in his life after he he got saved.
你知道一个得救的人，他说我怎么样知道我得救了呢？
How do a person know that he was saved after he was redeemed?
有很多人说，当他得救的那一刻，他就大哭。那可是我好像没有哭。
Some people start crying the day he got redeemed, but I did not.
今天我们来这里看这个乃曼得救以后，他马上里面有一个改变。
So let's see the change of Naaman.
我们看到十五节到十八节。
We see from verse 15 to 18.
也是我们一起来读。
And let's read together.
第五章十五到十八节。
Chapter 5, verse 15 to 18.
乃曼带着一切跟随他的人回到神人那里，站在他面前说：“如今我知道，除了以色列以外，普天下没有神。现在求你收点仆人的礼物。”以利沙说：“我指着所侍奉永生的耶和华起誓。”我必不受。乃曼再三地求他，他却不受。乃曼说：“你若不肯受，请将两骡子驮的土赐给仆人。从今以后，仆人必不再将燔祭或平安祭献给别神，只献给耶和华。唯有一件事，愿耶和华饶恕你仆人。我主人进临门庙叩拜的时候，我用手缠他在临门庙，我也屈身。我在临门庙屈身的时候，这是愿耶和华饶恕我。”所以我们看到乃曼这里很有几点让我们来注意。
So you see a few points that we should pay attention.
他第一句话说：“如今我知道，除了以色列之外，普天下没有神。”
The first sentence came out of Naaman says, "Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel."
他马上从他心里面说，这是独一的神。
He understands this is the only God.
他不是众神中间的一个方法。
It's not a God among other gods.
这是唯一的神。
But the only God.
他也认识这个能力不是从先知来的。
And he also recognized that this power didn't come from the prophet.
这个唯一真的医治我是借着你以利沙来叫我去做。
The healing came even though was told by Elisha.
而且我们看到第二个现象，他马上有个感恩要奉献的心态。
And then he also have this way of rewarding and wants to give offering.
他说：“请你收下仆人的礼物。”
He said, "Please accept a gift from your servant."
一个人得救的时候，他马上认识神是唯一的真神。
A person who is redeemed, first thing he understands this is the only God.
而且他心里面会对着人，对着帮助过他的人，他会充满了感恩。
And he has all this thankfulness to the person who helped him.
弟兄姊妹，这里并不是说，你看以利沙不受。
And see, the prophet rejected the gift.
这里不是说所有传道人都不能接受弟兄姊妹的爱心的奉献。
It's not talking about all the preachers has to reject brothers and sisters' givings.
因为在这里，我想以利沙在这里要做的是一个神的见证的问题。
Elisha wants to have the testimony for the God.
在有很多的时候，我们靠福音来养生的，我们得工价是应该的。
We are our wages came from preaching.
可是在有一些特殊的场合，我们要特别的注意到神的见证问题，有些人的奉献可能造成破口的时候，我们不收的。
But there are events that if somebody's offering is becoming a loophole for God's gospel, then we will reject.
所以我们看到乃曼在这里他的心态上马上的改变，第一个他认识神是独一的真神。
So you see the attitude change of Naaman. The first thing he knows that there is only one God.
真正的能力不是从以利沙，不是从先知来的。
The actual power did not come from the prophet Elisha.
这些神的工人是神使用的器皿。
All these servants are being used by God.
可是第二个他马上看到，虽然你们是神使用的器皿，可是我对人也充满了感谢的心态。
Even though you are a servant of God, but I have thankful to you.
第三个很稀奇的在这说，他马上警觉到他以后生活中的见证要怎么样。
And then the third thing he realized he has to change his life.
他是个大元帅，他可能每次在国庆日的时候，在阅兵大典的时候，他都要陪他的主人到一些庙里面去叩拜。
He is a great commander of the army. So whenever there is a ceremony, he has to go with his king to the temple.
我们今天看到有很多的，尤其不管是中国的、台湾的，尤其中国人这个做个总统的话是不简单的。
Even though in China and Taiwan, you can see the president has to act differently.
你都搞不清楚他是佛教徒还是道教徒还是一贯道，他哪一个节日他都要去给马祖，他也要去鞠躬。
You couldn't tell whether he believes in Buddha or Tao or any other religion because all these religion ceremony he has to attend.
他再得说，我如果主人又要我回去明天上班了，我老板说走，我们去庙里去拜一下，我怎么办呢？
So he is like, tomorrow I have to go back to my master, and if he wants me to go into a temple to worship, then what should I do?
我不知道你们得救过以后，你们有没有这样的一个问题？
I don't know if you have the same problem after you are saved.
当然，你说我又不是大元帅，我不要烦恼这些事。
Of course, you might say you are not a great commander, so you don't need to worry about this.
可是弟兄姊妹，你看到这个乃曼在这里，他心里面马上有个圣灵告诉他说，光照书说他以前做的事情有很多，现在要注意，可能不能做了。
But Naaman was enlightened by the Holy Spirit that he revealed himself that a lot of things that he had done may not be able to do it anymore.
可是在这里以利沙却回答他说，你平平安安的，那没有关系，你就平平安安的去吧。
But Elisha answered him and said, go in peace.
哎，这个我在想，这个传道人在讲什么，他怕有冲突吗？
So is this preacher afraid of conflicts?
其实并不是这样。
Not that.
你知道在圣经里面有一个观念哈，有一个观念，就是说你如果在没有信主以前，你已经在的立场的时候，有一些东西你要改变它，可是不是你要用智慧另外的方法慢慢来改变。
So in the concept of the Bible, we have to understand that before you are believers, you are in a position that after you become a believer, you have to change it slowly.
有很多人把这些东西走到很极端。
Some people become very extreme.
比如说我们夫妇现在以前都不信主，我们现在结婚了，我们现在结婚了很久。
So for example, a couple who were not Christian for a long time.
可是现在其中有一个信主了。
But one became a Christian.
她的价值观念改变了。
And her concept and changed.
她突然看不惯，慢慢的越看不惯她的另外一半。
And she has different point of view about her spouse.
有人就说，现在信和不信的不能同父一儿，你们就分吧。
And some people will say the believer and the non-believer cannot be in the same boat. So why don't you separate?
圣经怎么说的呢？
And what did the Bible say?
保罗说，你如果那是以前的，你以前的身份，你今天更要守住这身份，而且你是要用你的爱心，你的温柔，你来把对方挽回过来。
Paul said, if this is your status before you are believers, after you become a Christian, you have to use your love and God's love to change.
当然你说那个不同了，那是家庭生活，我们有恩情嘛，那个老板我们都是靠工钱来讲话，我马上就辞职。
You might think that, oh, because it's a marriage, and so of course I have to withhold it. But between boss and the workers, I can just resign.
而且我真的受够了，他每次以前我是陪着他做假账，现在我实在受不了了，我现在就绝对的理由，明天就辞职。
In the past, he is my boss, and I always fake the accounting, but now I can just quit.
可是圣经里面另外一个观念告诉我们说，你是你要留一段恩典的时间给他，你要让他在你的身上看到你的改变，然后或许可以借着你也把这个福音传给他。
But the Bible concept has taught us that we have to give a grace period to the person so that they can see our change and maybe our change will change them.
可能一年以后三年以后你是会离开他，没有错。
Probably you will still leave your boss in 1 to 3 years.
可是我们的第一个反应是，我必须在我的职场里面，我现在就在我的环境里面，我活出我的见证来。
But your concept is, now I have to live out my Christian life.
我不是用我嘴巴来宣称他说我是基督徒了，我现在不干这些事的，我是用我的生命的谦卑的行为来让我的老板，让我的同事看到我今天的改变。
Not just use my mouth to declare that I'm a Christian, but I also live out my acts, my life to show people that I'm a Christian.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我现在讲的是一个一般的原则，可能你的情况你说啊，今天你不明白，我在水深火热当中，我早就想走了，你不要用这些话来跟我讲。
You might think that this is just a principles, and you might say that I am already have a long time that I want to left.
但是在这里我真的是你看到乃曼他得救以后的改变是凡事来求问神，求问神的仆人。
But you see that the change of Naaman, everything that he wanted to do, he asked the Lord.
他不再是一个大元帅，认为什么事情我可以做主。
He is no longer a great commander who decided everything.
这是一个得救的人的一个很明显的心里面的改变。
This is a change of heart of a saved person.
所以我们接下来看到这个人我们花很多了，我们现在要看他的仆人以利沙的仆人。
So we should start looking into Elisha's servant.
所以从十九节我们到二十七节我们要一起来读。
And let's read from chapter, verse 19 to 27.
以利沙对他说，你可以平平安安的回去。乃曼就离开他去了。走了不远，神人以利沙的仆人基哈西心里说，我主人不愿从这亚兰人乃曼手里接受他带来的礼物，我指着永生的耶和华起誓，我必跑去追上他，向他要接。于是基哈西追赶乃曼，乃曼看见有人追赶，就急忙下车迎着他说，都平安吗？说都平安。我主人打发我来说，刚才有两个少年人是先知门徒，从以法莲山地来见我，请你赐他们一他连的银子，两套衣裳。乃曼说，请受二他连的，再三的请受，便将二他连的银子装在两个口袋里，又将两套衣裳交给两个仆人，他们就在基哈西前头抬着走，到了山冈，基哈西从他们手中接过来，放在屋里，打发他们回去。基哈西说，以利沙问他说，基哈西你从哪里来？回答说，仆人没有往哪里去。以利沙对他说，那人下车转回迎你的时候，我的心岂没有去呢？这岂是受银子、衣裳、买橄榄园、葡萄园、牛羊、福杯的时候呢？因此，乃曼的大麻风必沾染你和你的后裔，直到永远。基哈西从以利沙面前退出去，就长了大麻风，像雪一样白。像雪一样白是大家觉得很美丽的情况。
As white as snow.Seems like pretty.
可是只有在这种情况下，这个白是不好看。
Only in this situation, the white is not beautiful.
这里我们看到了另外一个矛盾。
We see another character.
这个基哈西他是跟着以利沙的仆人。
Gehazi is the servant of Elisha.
我们刚刚说过，以利沙他所有行所有的神迹，不管是医治那个苦水，或者是寡妇的儿子复活，或者带军队打胜仗，这个仆人完全看到了。
Elisha saw all the miracles that he performed to defeat enemies, to revive a dead boy. This servant had seen all.
而且刚刚前几分钟，他才看到他的主人下水上来，看到那个乃曼得了神奇的医治。
He just saw how Naaman was healed just a few minutes ago.
他现在心里面起了一个贪心。
He became greedy.
他觉得他的这个师傅，他的主人怎么这么笨呢？
He felt that how stupid is his master.
你又没有去要，是人家要给你的一个感恩的礼物，你为什么不收呢？
You didn't request the gift. They want to give you the gift. Why can't you accept it?
于是他心里面就动了一个念头。
So he has this thought in his mind.
他要讲很多表面很敬虔的话来得到利益。
He wants to say something in order to exchange for good.
他第一件说，我指着永生神起誓，我要起誓，我一定要拿到这个钱。
And the first thing he said, as surely as the Lord lives, I will run after him and get something from him.
而且还要追赶乃曼，你看他里面那个力量把他弄得 跑去找乃曼。
You see, the energy forced him inside him to hurry after Naaman.
他开始说谎，他把神的恩典跟金钱混为一谈。
He lied. He mixed up the grace and money.
你看，他说我们很平安，我主人打发我到这里来。
He said, "We are peaceful, and my master sent me here."
Oh, 有两个少年人很可怜。那你能不能给我的钱，我来帮助他们
？Two young men were very poor. Can you give me some money so that I can help them?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们做神的见证，我们做神的仆人，不是只有所谓的传道人，你也是神的仆人。
Not just a preacher is the servant of God. You are also servant of God.
我们有没有过？这样的光景
Have we encountered this situation?
财迷心窍
That our thought is full of money
说谎谋财
We lie for money
我们有一个虚假的金钱
We have this hypocrite severance
人家看我们在教会里面领会带诗歌我们在这里带查经可是我们里面仍然胜不过很多私欲的诱惑
People see that we are leading a gathering and leading the hymns, but we cannot overcome our heart's desire.
所以这里我们看到这个人没有真正得到福音。
So you see that this person did not truly receive gospel.
所以他长了大麻风。
So he became leprous.
你知道这大麻风是什么吗
？You know what is leprous?
就是你里面隐藏的一些病毒，它慢慢的发出来。
That is your hidden poisons in your own body that revealed on your skin.
这个病毒可以在你的神经系统里面潜伏了十年、二十年，等到它发出来的时候，已经太晚。
This poison can be hidden in your body system for 10 years and more, and once it's revealed on your skin, it's already too late.
它可以破坏你的免疫系统。
It destroys all your immune system.
你对痛再没有感觉。
You don't feel pain anymore.
所以当你一个麻风病人你踩到钉子的时候你不知道你已经踩到钉子。
So if a leprous person stepped on a nail, he did not feel pain.
所以当你的肉一块块烂掉的时候你只能眼睁睁地看着你的鼻子掉了你的耳朵掉了。
And when your flesh come down one by one, you do not feel pain, you only see that your ear falls out, your nose falls out.
而且这个最可怕的是大麻风会传染
and leprosy is contagious
亲爱的弟兄们我们如果不洁净不知道求神光照我们每个人里面都有大麻风的这个病因
so brothers and sisters if we don't ask God light to reveal in us we all have this leprosy in us
很多的那个苦毒嫉妒自私贪婪都在我们里面潜伏着
Our bitterness, our greedy, our selfishness are all inside us.
很多的时候我们完全不感觉它对我们的伤害，对我们的影响。
A lot of time we don't feel all these things are hurting us.
而且我们做习惯了，我们觉得这有什么了不起。
And we are used to those, so we don't feel a big deal.
更可怕的是我们传染，我们看别人也跟我一样得大麻风。
And the more horrible thing is that this thing is contagious, and we want people to have lepers like us.
我们人际关系中也出了问题。
Our human relationship has problem.
我们必须被隔绝起来。
We have to be separated.
我们自己把自己隔绝起来。
We also separate ourselves from the rest.
谁碰到我们的人，他就倒霉，就被传染。
Whoever that touch me are bad luck because they lepers.Leprosy is contagious.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看到在这一个故事里面，我们不但看到乃曼跟福音的关系。
So, brothers and sisters, in this story, you don't only see the relationship between Naaman and the gospel.
我们看到基哈西跟福音的关系。
You also see Gehazi and the gospel.
我们更看到这个小女子跟福音的关系。
We also see this young girl and the gospel.
我们已经说过了，这个小女子她有人生中所有可能的苦难。
We already said that all the tribulations happened to human. This young girl had that.
他跟乃曼跟这些尊贵人对比，他的身份地位是完全没有办法抵御的。
Compared with Naaman and all the other nobles, she is the lowest person.
可是在他的内心世界里面，他有一个最尊贵的身份。
But in the bottom of her heart, she has this most noble status.
他是知道他是神所爱的儿女。
She knew that she is the loved girl by God.
他真正的认识什么叫做苦难。
She understands what is hardship.
他在苦难里面没有因着苦难失去他的信仰。
She did not lose her belief in trouble.
他知道说一个人经过苦难，这是生命中的常态。
She understands that troubles is normal to the life.
很多时候我们对福音的认识，我们认为我信了主，我就不会得 cancer， 我就不会失业，我就不会碰到车祸。
Some people thought that once they believe in the gospel, they would not have cancer, they would not be unemployed, and they would not have car accident.
耶稣说在世上有苦难，可是你们放心，因为我已经胜了世界。
Jesus said that in the world you are going to have tribulations, but he has the victory over the world already.
这个世界是活在恶者的底下，我们都在一个大气圈里面生活的时候，别人把环境污染了，今天你我就受了这个污染。
We are living in the same world. Some people polluted the world, and we live in the pollution.
所以经历苦难是生命中的常态。
So experience troubles is normal life.
可是，在苦难中可以让我们经历什么是真正信仰的力量。
But you can also experience what is the true belief.
既然我们知道是常态，那么我们在苦难中怎么来赋予它意义呢？
So we, if we know this is normal, then how can we call out the meaning of believers?
因为苦难可以给我们寻求智慧的机会。
Because with hardship, it gives us the chance to seek for intelligence.
尤其是生命的智慧。
Especially intelligence of life.
当我们在苦难里面，这是一个转机，让我们从外表的解决，我们进到我们内心。
During the hardship is a turning point for us that we change from the outer problem to the inside heart.
所以对苦难的反应决定我们是什么样的人。
So our attitude towards troubles has decided what type of person we are.
苦难可以使你成为一个更苦的人。
A hardship can make you even more bitter.
可是苦难也可以使你成为别人的安慰。
But a hardship can also make you become a comfort for others.
完全看我们有没有这个对付苦难的那个生命的智慧。
Totally depends on whether we have this wisdom to treat life troubles.
这个小女子的苦难成为她传福音的机会。
The troubles of this girl has become a chance for her to spread the gospel.
接下来我们看到信而顺从是生命中的恩典。
And then you can also see the grace from being belief and obey.
这个乃曼，我们看到他信而顺从了。
Naaman, you can see that he believed and obeyed.
我们看到基哈西虽然有看起来信，可是他没有顺从。
You see that Gehazi, even though he believed, but he did not obey.
我们看到这个小女子，她在这么困难的环境里面，她接受神给她的苦杯。
You see, the young girl, even though she lives in trouble, but she accepted it.
所以我们来到了今天信息的结尾。
So we come to the end of our message.
今天有三种人物在我们的面前。
There are three types of people in front of us.
我们每一个人心里面，你可能不是只有一种角色。
Each one of us may not be just one character.
你里面有乃曼。
You have Naaman in you.
你里面也有基哈西。
You also have Gehazi in you.
我希望从肉身讲，我不希望你有像小使女一样的苦难。
From your living daily living, I don't wish that you are like the young girl.
可是我们很多时候，我们也有像小女子一样说不出来的苦。
But a lot of times we have the trouble that we could not tell the other people, just like this young girl.
那我们就要问我们自己。
Then we should ask ourselves.
你碰到难处的时候
，When you face troubles，
你用什么来解决
？What is your solution？
用你的钱财
？You use your wealth？
用你的权力
？Use your authority？
用你的关系
？Use your connections？
用你的宗教观念
？Use your religious concepts？
还是你谦卑的顺服神，借着人给你劝导，来找这一位 唯一的神。
Or you humble yourself and accept others' teaching to come to the Lord to seek solution.
我们里面的基哈西在哪里？
Where is our jihasi in us?
外面有虚伪的敬虔。
We have this hypocrite worship.
里面有看不见的麻风病。
We have the unseeable leprosy in us.
你能够有像小女子一样超越自己的苦难，随时准备传福音吗？
Can you be like the young girl that surpassed her troubles to spread the gospel?
你对那个杀你父母抢你回来的那个大元帅，你幸灾乐祸吗？
Are you going to be happy for the commander's trouble because he killed your family and captive you?
哈，今天鼻子又掉一块了。
She might be happy that, oh, this commander has lost his nose today.
明天我希望他的小拇指头也没有了。
And tomorrow I hope that he lost his thumb.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
求神怜悯我们。
May Lord have mercy on us.
让我们清楚地认识苦难是生命的常态。
So that we know that troubles is normal.
寻求是生命的智慧。
Seeking is the wisdom of life.
信从是生命的恩典。
And obey is the grace of life.
请我们低头祷告。
And let's have prayers.
恩主，我们谢谢你把福音的这个信息借着这一段故事也向我们启示出来。
Dear Lord, we thank you for revealing your gospel and your salvation to us through the story.
我们向你承认，我们许多时候不明白福音。
We admit to you that we do not understand the gospel.
我们有许多人为寻找解决的方法。
We have a lot of man behavior to seek solutions.
但是真的是主啊，我们知道是你自己来找我们。
But we truly know that, Lord, you come to seek us.
求你给我们一个智慧的心。
Please give us a wisdom of heart.
让我们的谦卑的来寻求你的医治。
So that we can humbly come to seek your wisdom.
你光照我们里面的基哈西。
And shine on the jihasi living in us.
让我们在神的家中的服事的时候，不是为着以敬虔来得利。
So that when we are serving in your family, we do not serve because of benefit.
求你也加强我们有小使女那样的一个使命。
And enforce us with the missions like this young girl.
让我们在苦难中来寻求你。
So that we can seek you in troubles.
让我们清楚地认识苦难是也是你要有一个传福音的机会。
So that we know that tribulations is a chance for us to spread the gospel.
让我们心里面有顺信而顺服的恩典。
Give us the heart and the grace that we can believe and obey.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Our prayer in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.